God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Amen. I had two of our the Legion of Mary members. You have Sister Karima and Sister Garvin give out these holy cards.
Amen.
The Novena holy cards. Does everyone have a holy card? So this is where the prayer that I mentioned a couple of Sundays ago. And I want us to say the prayer together. If everyone can take out your Novena prayer. And if you don't have one, you can just repeat after me. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you.
I surrender myself to you.
Take care of everything.
Take care of everything.
Let's say it again. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you.
I surrender myself to you.
Take care of everything.
Take care of everything.
Let's say it one more time. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you.
I surrender myself to you.
Take care of everything.
To take care of everything.
So I would like for us through Zoom say this prayer together every day for 9 days. And in anticipation for us to receive more of God's grace as a church family. I think we can always use more of God's grace. And I think it's always great when we pray together. Yeah. But just as we heard the deacon said in the gospel proclaimed, whenever we gather together, no matter how few there is of us, there the Lord is. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Because each and every one of us counts in the eyes of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So there was a family that had this huge party, and there were kids running around everywhere in every other direction. And this little boy, he was about 4 years old, he was playing around with this marble. And the marble he was throwing around, it ended up getting into this vase. And so he put his hands into the vase. His hands were small enough to put it right into the vase, and he was able to manage to grab the marble that was on the bottom of the vase. But when he pulled his hand up, it was stuck. He couldn't pull the marble out with his hand clenched like a fist. And no matter how hard he tried, he just couldn't get it out. And his parents saw him, you know, struggling, and they didn't want him to break that $1,000 vase. So they said, let go. And he just loved that marble. He just didn't want to let go. That was his favorite marble. He didn't want to let go. He's complaining. He's crying. He doesn't want to let go of the marble. But finally, you know, after a long period of time, he let go of the marble. And then he was able to remove his hand from the vase. I bring up this story to say that, you know, when we experience someone committing sin against us, or we commit sin against someone else, we see how our Lord draws us, you know, we get that reaction when we have a clenched fist. Right? Our heart is, as we heard in the psalm, we have a hardness of heart. And we don't want to let go of that hurt, right? From that sin that someone caused us. That pain that they caused us, we want to defend ourselves. And so we have a hardness of heart. Our heart turns like a fist, right? And we don't want to let go of that pain, that wound, that offense. But our Lord reveals to us that's not his way, right? That's our way, but that's not the way. Jesus says he's the way.
Amen, amen.
And so he calls us to do something that's divine. Divine, right? Because every one of us says, well, if someone hits me, I'm gonna hit him back, right? We feel like that's justice. But Jesus calls us to do something that's divine, that's more dependent on his grace, right? His powerful, sanctifying grace. So we struggle to let go when we have someone hurt us. But the Lord calls us to have that humility. Even if the person who offended us, who hurt us, even if they're not seeking forgiveness, to forgive them. Because that's what Jesus does in us, through us, and for us. In order to do what? To give us freedom, right? Because without freedom, we can't have happiness. We can't have joy.
Right.
We need to have freedom to have happiness, to have joy.
That's right.
When the little boy had his hand in the vase, he didn't have the freedom to use that hand. That hand was locked in the vase. He's not going to use that hand for anything. When it's in that vase, it's already isolated, right? It's not something he can use. So when we hold on to sin, right, when we hold on to unforgiveness, it locks in our freedom.
That's
right. It locks us away from doing what we want to do and being who we are.
Yes.
Children of God.
Yes. Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Absolutely.
So it gives us freedom. Even if the person that hurts us, that wounds us, it still has a hardness of heart, even if they don't have forgiveness, right? But we have forgiveness, then we are blessed. We're not stressed because we had that grace of God heal us with his precious blood. So it gives us freedom. And we pray for the person who hurt us. When we do that, we are like Jesus on the cross. Amen?
Yep.
Because when our Father sees us, he says, look at my beloved son. Look at my beloved daughter. They forgave this person. I will forgive them. He will forgive us. So when we forgive others, then we're forgiven. And we are growing as a disciple of Christ. And that freedom that we experience, the freedom to be ourselves in Christ. And so the Lord calls us to do what we hear in the gospel. You know, there was a young girl, and she lived in a bathroom for 91 days, 1994, right? And there was a genocide going on. It was in Rwanda. And when she was there, she had this hatred for all the people that murdered her family. And she didn't want to forgive them. She didn't want to let go. But she prayed the rosary. And by praying the rosary, she experienced freedom. She experienced God's grace. So why not, I would recommend, you know, if you're not praying the rosary, to pray the rosary. Because when you're praying with Our Lady, now you're praying with someone else. And Jesus is present. And so this past Friday, we celebrated her birthday. And so we're going to have a barbecue right after Mass. And I hope everyone joins in the church hall. We'll have the barbecue. And I hope we enjoy celebrating her birthday and also celebrating our faith as a church family, that we are called to be one. You know, we're called to experience that unity through each other. Because together with Jesus, who is the head, we as the members, we form the church. Together, head and members, we form the church. You know, our Lord mentioned the word church in the gospel. He says church, right? This is what Jesus died for. He died for the church who is his bride. And so we know that sin doesn't only affect us and another individual, but affects all of us.
Amen.
Every one of us is affected by sin because each and every one of us is a member of the church. We are a pillar. Together we form the church, not the building. As much as this building is beautiful, it's not the church. It's a building, right, in which we as the church come together to worship God. So the building is not the greatest sign of the church being living. It's us, we as the body of Christ, we as disciples of Christ, coming together to worship, to pray, to give praise, to give thanksgiving, and to forgive.
Amen.
To constantly forgive from the heart. Yes. To let that freedom that we experience now is in heaven.
Yes.
All the children of God, all the blessed in heaven, they have forgiveness. Every one of them has forgiveness in their heart. Not one of them has unforgiveness. Because Jesus calls us, as we hear in the Our Father, forgive us all trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So we literally say that prayer, right? It's in the prayer. That prayer says forgiving others as we forgive ourselves. And the prayer says about surrendering to the Father. Jesus said on the cross, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Amen. Right.
And so the Lord calls us to do something hard, challenging, very challenging. But it's with his grace we're able to overcome. We overcome sin. We overcome the devil. The devil has unforgiveness. He has hatred. And yet God still loves the devil. God actually doesn't hate Satan or the devil. He doesn't hate them. They hate him. And that's what creates the darkness within them. The darkness they experience, the suffering that they experience, is that they have hatred towards God and also towards us, because we reflect the children of God. We reflect God's image in our soul and our body. So we reflect God's image. So they hate us, right? Because of God's image in us. But we have the power to experience freedom through forgiveness. Forgiveness, to forgive is power. That's real power, right? It's not weakness, it's power. Because it takes the power of God to forgive. It takes right. The power of God to experience freedom. To not have stress, but to only be feeling blessed. That's a freedom that we experience in Christ, through Christ. So the Lord calls us to let go and let God in, and to allow ourselves to be loved by him. Because we all have faith and love for our Lord. But the true test of faith and love for Jesus is to seek him in each other. That's the test of faith and love for Jesus. Because every one of us is loved by the Lord. So how do we love God whom we don't see if we can't love our neighbor whom we do see?
Amen. That's right.
And we hear that in Scripture.
Great.
Amen.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters of Christ, let us pray together the prayer of surrender every day. And let us pray that God may continue to build up our faith, to build up our love in Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.